Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
A last catch up for a couple of weeks. Easter's round the corner, so we are taking a couple of weeks off, especially with everything that's happening in the world at the moment. Our good friends, though, Cliffo and Gabby, they're going to be driving everyone across the Goulburn Valley, and we got them on today's show to talk about what we can expect.
It was very exciting speaking to them, but I tell you what was more exciting. We thought, yes, we're going on holidays. We've got to go out with a bang. We threw a Zoom party show.
Oh, it was outrageous. A lot of people tuned in and joined us on our Zoom party, which is basically where you get to watch the whole show live. A lot of characters came on, which you hear a couple in the show in the catch-up as well.
I did Herbie's Hobbies, where I made chocolate balls, which is a great thing that you can make with the kids. Very simple, very quick. The recipe is in the catch-up. And we also had Ambulance Victoria's Hume Regional Director, Matt Chadbin, on the show. So he let us know everything that they're feeling at the moment and gave us some great advice.
Plus, what one man spent his stimulus package on will literally blow your mind. It's so Aussie, isn't it?
It's brilliant. I wish he was my friend.
Yeah, we all need a friend like this guy. You'll hear that very soon. But thank you to Cliffo and Gabby once again for filling in for us. If they are listening, downloading it, and listen out for the cat comment in our chat with them.
Exactly.
Things took it a bit weird, didn't they?
You took it weird. Look, yeah. We will be back April 20th. But in the meantime, enjoy all our catch-ups.
Yeah, and stay safe, look after one another, and we'll speak to you soon.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Today's a very special day because it's not just a Friday. It's not just a feel-good Friday, which will be happening after 8 o'clock. It is actually radio's first ever Zoom party.
Every day I'm shuffling.
This is a wild party, guys.
Now, if you don't really know what a Zoom party is, well, we don't either. We're making it something. So Zoom is the website or the app that everyone is using to have their video conferences on. And so you and I, we are right now having a video conference on Zoom, a.k.a. a Zoom party. And we've put the password and the meeting ID on our socials. So if you go onto Zoom using your laptop, using your phone, you can join our party, which will be happening for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, my voice is still breaking. I'm a real boy. Finally
it's
growing
big
up.
Party.
You could watch that. You know what? If you're on Zoom right now, you could have seen that live because you and I, we've got our cameras. We are up there. Join us. And the fun thing about this is I've hooked up Zoom to my computer here at work. So anyone that joins, we can actually talk to you on air through Zoom.
Yes.
So this is like a radio first right now.
It's bloody exciting. I'll tell you what. I nearly didn't sleep last night. It was like Christmas Eve.
Literally.
You know?
This is
couldn't wait to get up.
You and I have been to some crazy parties over our life.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, if some of my stories were allowed on the radio, you'd find out that I'm a psycho, man. But this one, this one tops all of them.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Let me tell you, we've both been to a fair few parties, but I've never really been to a party that starts at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
How loose are we?
I've been to a few that end at 6 a.m. But
that is true. Now, let you know, so if you go to zoom.us, that's where you can log in, and all you need is our meeting ID. I'll tell you it right now, but if you go to HitGV on Instagram, or if you go to Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, you can see the password and meeting ID there. The meeting ID is 789-352-236. Plug that in, and then it will ask for the password, which is 829-384. As soon as you put those details in, you'll be in partying with two legends.
Yeah, you will. And like Herbie just said, those numbers, if you didn't catch them, are on the Instagram page and Facebook. Make sure you join in. We're going to be live all morning, guys. It is a radio first, and not to mention Zoom. All the kids are on it at the moment during isolation. It's best way to communicate with each other, isn't it?
And I didn't mean to theme the party, but somehow we've actually themed it because you and I are matching.
Yeah, we're wearing greenish, darky greenish, khaki-ish kind of top. So don't feel free to have to dress to the theme, but if you want to, you're welcome
to. It'd be funny if we're all green on the screen.
So zoom.us, guys, come join the party.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Josiah and Herbie for your Friday. Herbie doing the show live from her home in Maroopna this morning. And this is our last show for a couple of weeks. We're taking a bit of time off either side of Easter. And we thought we'd get on a couple of friends of ours that are going to be looking after the GV for us. And it is Cliffo and Gabby. They join us now. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what is this Herbie working from home stuff? That is the biggest rort I have heard all year. My God.
Well, in Victoria here, Daniel Andrews, he's a little bit more protective of his state. So he's got me at home and he's got many Victorians working from home just to be a little bit cautious.
I don't know what our premier's. I can't even say our premier's last name.
Yeah, we're based in Queensland, and Anastasia Palaszczuk, you know, she's doing what she needs to do, but that doesn't include sending me home, unfortunately.
Do you guys find it a bit weird that Herbie gets a holiday when she's been working from home anyway? It's kind of the same, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just make sure you wash those pyjamas you're just wearing 24/7.
Well, yeah. We're actually live on Zoom right now. We're doing our show live on Zoom, guys,
oh, wow.
So people can actually see Herbie in her pyjamas if they want to tune in.
Wow.
You guys, do yourselves a favour and probably don't tune in.
Herbie, how are you actually finding it? Because I've worked from home a couple of times in my life, and I mean, I've got a couple of young kids, and I don't know, then the washing machine beeps and you've got to hang that up and you got to get dinner on, and
yeah.
I just found it really unproductive.
It's harder than what people think, and especially because many of us who do work on radio, we're more extroverts. So to be confined in your space without anyone around you, I found that the hardest part. And then the noises is true. We've got a cat here, Crumpet, who's now the third co-host, just jumps up on my lap, touches buttons, plays with the cords. It's not a good thing, but it makes for a fun show, I guess.
Yeah, dude, watch out for Crumpet, because times are tough in radio at the moment.
He might actually take your job.
If Crumpet proves himself.
Oh, are you saying there could be a Crumpet pudding? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I was saying Desire and Crumpet for brekkie in the morning after Easter.
I think it's got a fantastic ring to it.
Cliff, I thought you meant we had to cook poor Crumpet if times get a bit tough.
God, I think...
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be a grisly meal.
Please tell me that's not what you do in the GV.
No, well, you'll find out very soon, won't you guys?
We are looking forward to.
We've heard you over the Christmas break. We're going to hear you over the next couple of weeks. You got a couple of big things in store for the people of the Goulburn Valley, guys?
Oh, we do. We're not announcing them just yet, though. You guys don't get the heads up. It'll be happening from next week.
That's Gabby's way of saying we have no idea.
We're planning it later, and
we'll fly by the seat of our pants, and hopefully it'll work out. There's one thing we can talk about that we are going to do, and it's only we can mention it because promos would have been playing across your station. But we are going to call back people who have been, I guess, doing it tough over the last few months and last few weeks in particular with everything that's happened in the world. And we're doing a thing called the Hit Handout, where we're going to have $150 cash every day just to give to, I guess, some deserving winners. So
you might have heard it yesterday afternoon. It started, but we're taking it into brekkie. We're taking it on ourselves because we just want to be able to talk to those people and get a vibe for how everyone's feeling right now.
We got the Kleenex ready for that.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you guys. Well, we really appreciate you looking after the reins for us. People, we're going to love you. We love you guys. So enjoy, and thanks so much for looking after the show for us.
Do not come back 5 kilos heavier because you eat too much Easter eggs. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, good point, actually. Didn't
don't do too good of a job so we can come back.
Or don't eat too many cats over the break as well, Desire. All right?
Hey, Herbie, tell Crumpet to look out. I'm coming over. Cliffo and Gabby, have a brilliant morning. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We have been doing a Zoom party, though, because a lot of people are self-isolating at home. They are quarantining themselves, trying to stay safe because the government has said you should be staying home and trying to be safe in this time and only leave the house for 4 reasons. And a lot of people have found that a little bit stressful. They're a bit unsure of what they're supposed to be doing. But I've got 5 tips of what you can do from a master self-isolator. His name is Bill Barr, and he's been doing this for 50 years because he is the only full-time resident of Gothic Colo.
What is that?
He says he's the mayor, the chief of police. He's everyone. He's like, I don't hold elections every year, but I can tell when people are coming to town because they don't come to town. So it's in the Rocky Mountains somewhere over in the States. It's I don't actually know where it is if you pinpoint it on a map, but it's somewhere hidden away.
So he's isolated, basically.
He's very much isolated. He's got not much going on around him at all. He's 10,000 miles away from the closest resident. That's his neighbour, which is ridiculous. You're never going to see them. And so his 5 tips that he recommends to self-isolate and get through it. Number one, keep track of something. Each day, Barr tracks the weather for a number of groups, including the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. He started measuring snow levels in 1970s, mostly because he was bored. So he just says track something because it gives you something to do each day.
Good tip.
Next tip, keep a routine.
Yeah.
Barr starts early. He wakes up at 3:30 a.m. or 4 a.m. and stays in bed until about 5 a.m. And then he would get until the week ago, listen to news every morning so that I could start every day either totally depressed or furious.
Well, so far, these aren't the most groundbreaking. Like, he's no Einstein. No. Put it this way. This is, I reckon I could have come up with this list, and I've only been isolating for a week.
Number three, celebrate the stuff that matters rather than the stuff you're supposed to celebrate. So this is true. He says don't celebrate birthdays. Why, you would be celebrating a birthday, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, I would.
He says don't celebrate a birthday. Instead, celebrate something that he believes you shouldn't be celebrating. So he always celebrates January 17th because that's when the sunrise goes back to what it was on the solstice. So for us, right, we've got this weekend, daylight savings. That's what he believes we should be celebrating.
So have a massive party. Hey, our clocks are going forward.
This one might shock you. Number four, embrace the grumpiness.
Oh, that would be tough to do.
He goes, a lot of people are grumpy and they're trying to go, no, we've got to keep staying positive. He goes, do you know what? Have a day of being grumpy. Get it out of your system. Yell at the world. Do what you have to do to be grumpy. But then the next day, leave it behind you because you've had your grumpy day.
He clearly hasn't isolated with you, though.
Be a grumpy week. And number five, this one I think we all know, but Bill Barr just wants to hammer it home. Use movies as a mood adjuster. So a lot of people are watching movies at the moment, but he says, if you are stressed, make sure you watch a movie that makes you feel happy. It won't make you feel more anxious.
Like Wilson.
Yeah. I don't think the movie's Wilson.
One thing about this bloke, right, if he's that isolated and that hard to get a hold of, how is he able to share all these tips with everyone?
Because they're getting in contact with him now. They love him. He lives in an abandoned silver mine nearly 10,000 feet in altitude.
Why doesn't that guy join our Zoom party? He seems to have more technology than us.
Do you know what, Bill Barr? I'm sending him a message right now. He says he's up at 4:03 a.m. He should be on.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Obviously, with everything that's going on in the world at the moment with coronavirus, there's a lot of people without work, a lot of people without jobs. 6.5 million Australians were given the stimulus money, which is a $750 cash, as part of the $17.6 billion stimulus package, which is to help keep our economy going during this pandemic. Now, a lot of people have been receiving that lately, Herbs, and they're going out to spend the money. Now, this one guy, and he's one of the most Aussie blokes you will ever see, it's gone viral overnight because of what he spent his money on for his stint from when he received the $750 cash, and it split people. Now, the guy goes up to his car and goes, mate, what have you spent the money on? Listen to his answer.
Bro, what do you think about the stimulus?
Well, I've just spent my stimulus money. I've got 8 slabs in there and that should do me about 8 days.
Happy?
Oh, I'm happy as a pig in mud.
He's got
8 slabs. He'd have a bit of money left over for sure.
8 slabs of VB all in the back of the car. Well, eight times 50. Yeah, that's a lot of VB. And he's saying he's going to go through almost through a case a day. That doesn't get more Aussie than that. People are like, mate, that's so irresponsible, spending all that money on grog. You know what? I'm with you, Herbs. I was thinking to myself, you know what? He's putting back into the economy. That's what the money's for.
Exactly. And there is a limit at all bottle-os at the moment on how much alcohol. So he's not going to be able to go and buy the whole shop.
That's true.
He's just buying what he needs for 8 days.
Well, it's funny you say that because Saturday night, you and your auntie Clem went to the bottle-o and they said they had a limit on Saturday. Tell everyone what the limit was. This is ridiculous.
The limit, we went to get some wine last Saturday and we fortunately were able to get enough. You're allowed 18 bottles of wine a day. A day. Who's drinking that?
18
bottles of wine.
Imagine the moment where you go through the checkout and they go, oh, we're going to have to stop you there. You've got 19 bottles.
I was like, sure. Like, I was baffled by it. Over in Perth, in WA, they're even tighter. I think it's like around 2 bottles of wine per day, which makes sense.
That does make sense.
18 bottles. If you can do that a day, seriously. You've got to check yourself.
Absolutely. I just love that people are like, spend it on this. You should be spending on food. Nah, I'm a true blue Aussie. I'm putting it into the economy the only way I know how, and that's through VB.
What would you spend your money on if you've got the money right now in your account, the one thing you'd go and spend your money on?
Great point. There's nothing I need at the moment besides clothes, and doing online shopping is probably a bit irresponsible at the moment. So, yeah, the only thing I could spend money on is food.
Food. Support local. Just get lots of... Go do it like a pub crawl, but to your house.
Yeah, well, this weekend's coming. Just go from pub to pub or to takeaway for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Oh, I'd love that, a bit of gravy with every meal.
With the leftover money, I'd spend it on VB as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
It is time for Herbie's Hobby.
Now, can't wait for this because every day this week we've had some beauties. Today's a Friday, Herbs. What have you got for us?
Well, we've done Play-Doh. We've done chalk drawing and portrait drawing. Today I really thought of you actually when I was thinking of this. Something easy to put together, but also something rewarding. So tonight it is a Friday, you can indulge a little bit. So today's Herbie's Hobby, I will be making chocolate balls. So you know the rum balls that people make? I'm taking out the rum and making them kids-friendly chocolate balls.
I like this, and you know how much I love food. But the only thing is, Herbs, when you make food, the rule is on this show, you have to bring it in. So are you able to drop it at the front door here or something when you're done?
That's if any makes it out of this kitchen. I do love a chocolate ball myself, so, my housemates are fans.
Do you know how to make these? Have you done them before?
I've watched Mum before. I think I might have made them when I was a young kid. I know you need a biscuit that sort of gets crushed up, some condensed milk, a bit of coconut, some cocoa powder, mix it all together. Use gloves, of course, especially what we're going through at the moment. Put them in the fridge after you've rolled them into balls, and then boom! You're done.
How long does it take to cook? Because it's almost 7:15 now. The show goes till 9:00. Will they cook in time?
I'm hoping so. I haven't started yet. Haven't even prepped. But I believe I've got this in the bag.
I like this a lot. Herbie's Hobbies for a Friday. If you want to keep up to date, we are live on Zoom at the moment. We just had Samuel tuning in. He's on our Zoom party. If you want to get involved, download the app Zoom or go to zoom.us. The details on the password and username to join the party. Everyone's doing it, guys, are up on the Hit GV Instagram page, Hit Goblin Valley Facebook right now. We could watch you make rumbles all morning.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. I mean, I won't be doing it all morning, but I will be filming it and putting a video up at our socials. So if people don't manage to hear how I do it throughout the show, they can do it later.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We have been speaking to my brother this week because he flew in from New York on Sunday and he was one of the first people in the country to be sent straight to quarantine in a hotel. He was sent to Crown. We spoke to him on Monday. It'd only been 24 hours. He now joins us live again. Matt, how are you going?
Yeah, going fine. Going as well as can be.
You sounded chipper the other day when we spoke to you and it had only been maybe one day, less than 24 hours. It's been 5 days now. How has it been over the last 5 days?
I mean, there's not a whole lot to report, to be honest. Accommodation's been fine. Like, everything has been more than sufficient. So, yeah, like, in terms of passing the time, I've been able to do my own work, which has, you know, helped provide a bit of structure to the day.
In the news, mate, everyone's whinging about the food and the conditions of the hotel. How's the food been for you, mate? Are you over it yet? Because I know on the first day you said it was great, but surely by now you're getting the same meal. Is it a bit getting camp-like quality, or is it okay?
It's fine. Like, it's a bit repetitive, some of the meals. Lots of snacks, which is probably a bit of a change up to what I'm used to. A lot of temptation too, a lot of chalky bars and chips and whatnot. So got to keep up the floor exercises to try and counter all that.
Matty, I've got a friend in Sydney who's in the same situation there. I saw she posted yesterday she's in lockdown. She was that bored that she's opened her hotel door room and there's an elderly lady who's sitting opposite to her also in quarantine. She's got her door open as well. They're having wine time together across the corridor. You made any friends over drinks in isolation across the corridor at all?
Funny enough, I found out that a couple of good friends of mine have been staying three doors down from me, which is a bit funny. Like, we're in constant contact, but we can't really do much in terms of reaching out to each other physically. I have heard a couple of conversations in the hallway, like when people have opened their door simultaneously and, you know, just getting their small bit of interaction in, which has been lacking. But, haven't necessarily arranged anything as such, and I think there's often someone in the hallway anyway monitoring everything, so you probably don't want to be going great effort to get yourself in trouble or anything. So,
and finally, Matt, it's the weekend now. Basically, you normally would socialise. Obviously, it's a little harder at this time. I mean, there's no work on a weekend, so what have you got planned?
Party.
Well, we can order up grog to the room, so I may have to get on the call to the reception, but I don't know. Like, all days feel the same. my work, I can still kind of chip away at on a weekend. So,
mate, you'd be saving that much coin up there, all your food and everything, living there for 2 weeks. That'd be 2 weeks worth of, you know, pretty well life savings there.
Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, there's one good way to look at it. It did cost a little bit to fly back, and I've probably made that back to some extent with all the savings going on. That, yeah, like, it's definitely provided. You know, I'm one of the lucky people that still has an income.
Well, we wish you all the best over the weekend. We highly recommend you should join our Zoom party. We can have a lot of fun online so you can see what's going on in our show and we can see how Crown's looking like.
Yeah, by all means, send me the invite and we'll see what's happening.
We'll do that to you right now off air, mate. We'll get the rest of the Goulburn Valley. That link is up on our Goulburn Valley Facebook and Instagram, Hit GB as well. Matty, enjoy. Have a beer in the hotel there for us over the weekend, mate. And yeah, have a top weekend.
Will do. Thanks,
Get
guys.
Up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Zoom party.
Oh, it is all happening. You know what? We're calling it a celebration because it's a Friday.
You can all join our Zoom party by going to zoom.us. Our member ID and password are up at our socials at HitGV on Instagram, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, and we've had people dropping in and out all morning on our Zoom party. And right now, we do have a lovely lady by the name of Megan. Good morning.
Good morning, and what a morning it is.
And look, whereabouts are you? Where are you based?
I'm in Shepparton.
Oh, and the sun's just risen. You go for a walk, it looks like.
Yeah, the sunrise was so lovely. So I'm just continuing my walk, keeping that morale high at the moment.
I will apologise to everyone listening. There is a massive echo. That's just because we're talking to Megan through Zoom on the computer. So bear with us for this chat. What do you do with yourself, Megan?
I am a social worker.
Oh, you'd be very much needed at the moment, Megan. Now, got to jump to the Zoom party. We're very excited because it's our first Zoom party. Is it your first Zoom party?
It is my first Zoom party. I've actually meant to have been using this for the past week, but I'm not so tech savvy, so I've just been doing the old school phone call. But I know it now. Now I can start using it, connecting all my clients.
Hey Megan, we want people to join our Zoom party, obviously, but you look like you're going on a jog or a walk there around Shep. Surely you've got something better to do than watch Josiah and Herbie on the radio.
You guys are my favourite. Can't go past you.
Yeah. Woo!
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
All right, let's take a look at what's trending across the Goulburn Valley this morning, Herbie.
I'll tell you what's trending, our Zoom party. Woo! So if you want to join our Zoom party, you can. Go to zoom.us. The member ID and password are up at our socials, at HitGV on Instagram or Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. And I tell you what, we said a celeb just joined our Zoom party, and they did. We had Fitzy himself.
Yeah, former Crows player, the Big Brother guy, and your roommates crowded around your little Zoom camera there. Listen to their reaction when he came on our Zoom party.
We set up and we saw him.
He lost their minds.
D-Way, our side, is still going crazy. She's a massive fangirl of Fitzy. There is a picture to prove that Fitzy was in our Zoom party. If you go to our Instagram, he's up on the story at HitGV. So everyone, come jump on. We will have a lot of fun with you in our Zoom party, and who knows which other celebs are going to pop in.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the beauty of Zoom. Anyone can join in at any time. It could be you guys across the Goulburn Valley. Hamish Blake's been doing it to random Zoom parties. We just had Fitzy join in on ours, so anyone could. So if you want to join in, make sure you do go to HitGV on Instagram, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. Our user and name and password are all up there for you to join in on all the fun. Then everything else that's trending, though, hit.com.au is the place to go.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We thought we'd get on Ambulance Victoria's Hume Regional Director, Matt Chadburn. He's an absolute legend. He joins us on the phone now. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
No worries. Thank you. G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate.
We're good. Now, Matt, I know a lot of people across the whole of Australia, really across the world, they're feeling a lot of different emotions at the moment. How are you feeling being at the front line of this whole situation?
Look, it's a challenge. Ambulance Victoria's known this is coming, been coming for a while. We've been watching the news like everyone else, so we've been preparing for a few months. So from a challenge, I mean, we're trying to do our best for the community all of the time and our best for our paramedics. So we're working really hard and we're getting into it.
Maddie, what's your biggest message? I've seen a few paramedics around town. When you see people out and about, what's the number one thing we can do to help you guys?
Thanks for asking. The number one thing everybody can do for everybody else is stay home, stay home, stay home. Slowing the curve and stopping its spread is the only way we can do our best to minimise the impact of COVID-19 on our community.
And Matt, I've seen a few articles, and this has come out across the world with paramedics, that there's been people calling up for ridiculous reasons, not emergencies. Have you seen that here too, locally?
Look, at times, we do see people call for what we really wouldn't call an emergency, but I'm really happy to say that over the last couple of weeks, we've been seeing people call for emergencies. We still do get people call for minor issues and ailments that really don't require an ambulance. So I'd really suggest that people, if they need an ambulance, they consider if it's an emergency or not. Obviously, if you've got COVID-19 related symptoms, you can call us. We'll triage you, and if they sounds like you've got some symptoms that are quite minor, we might refer you to another service. If we've got concerns, we come and see you. If we think you're sick enough and you need to go to hospital, of course we'll take you. But there are times that we might actually just leave you at home. But if transport's required, we will always transport you.
Couple of things, Matt. Have you treated anyone when you've gone out to their place and they've had coronavirus yet? And if you have, what sort of precautions do you take when you're treating people like that?
Look, we wear personal protective equipment at all times, and we have been prior to the pandemic, but at the moment we wear personal protective equipment, which is goggles, a mask and gloves, to all patients regardless. So if you call up with a broken arm or a sore leg, you'll still see our ambos walk in the door in that stuff. We'll ask you some questions from a distance, and if we think you've got COVID symptoms, what we'll do is we'll actually step back. We'll put our level D PPE on, which is those big white masks, suits that you see on TV.
Yeah.
With the mask, takes us about 5 to 10 minutes to do, and then we'll come in and treat you. But realistically, we're wearing PPE for every job to make sure that we minimise the impact of cross-contamination.
Right.
And Matt, just to confirm, can you guys confirm if a patient does have COVID-19 or not?
No, we can't confirm. We don't test at all. We assess based on the current case definition, which is updated all of the time, because as you know, the crisis and the information we have about COVID is changing all the time. So we update our assessments and what we're looking for all of the time. And if we're in doubt, we'll treat you and transport you.
Well, Matt Chadburn, we really appreciate your time this morning. You're doing a great job. And from everyone here on the Goulburn Valley, myself and Herbie as well, we appreciate all the hard work yourself and everyone there does.
No worries. Thank you. Stay safe, everybody. That'd be great.
Yeah, and stay in isolation. Please listen to orders.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Well, something that is really positive that I want to share with the Goulburn Valley right now is a little education program that the ABC has launched. Now, we know a lot of kids are on school holidays at the moment. There's question marks on whether they will be returning to school, or even question marks about students' education this year. I know we've spoken to VCE students and asked them how they're feeling, because it has affected them. Their schooling year is changed. It's altered. It isn't what they were expecting when they came into year 12. And so they don't even know how it's going to finish when they go leave year 12. And there's been a lot of question marks with parents as well. They're going, what kind of education will our children get? And ABC has now come out, and this is brilliant. I'm loving this. They have come out and said from Monday, the 14th of April, with students having started term two or beginning to do so, depending on their location, the ABC is going to extend its educational programming on ABC Me. Now, this is to support children and caregivers at home from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. each weekday. So the schedule is going to move throughout the morning. So from the start of the morning, when it starts at 10 a.m, it'll be more focused to primary school age kids. And then by the time it gets to the afternoon, the educational program there will be aimed at high school kids. So it's like a homeschooling.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it. So what is ABC Me? Is it a TV program or what is it?
Another TV Me. You know how there's all the HD channels now?
Yeah,
it's
ABC
Kids, ABC 2, ABC Me. And this one will help a lot of students out there, but also the caregivers. Because I was thinking about this, and you know when you ask your parents for help with your homework? But so much changes in schooling by the time we graduate till the time you have kids. So I remember Mum and Dad, they used to, they would try, but they didn't really know some things. And so I can imagine it'd be the same now. So to actually have a program that's there for everyone to access and free, incredible.
Oh, it is a brilliant idea. Your dad, Wayne, though, you would be like, Dad, 3 times 3. He'd be like, oh, Herbs, you got me there.
He's a smart cookie. He tries.
Yeah. Anyone can watch this because it's live on TV? Because I tell you what,
yes.
In my VCE, I got 55. So I think with a bit of time off and a bit of isolation up my sleeve, I reckon this could not only benefit the kids and the students, I might have to tune into ABC Me as well.
Go back and get your education sorted. But if you cannot watch it throughout the day, because we know people have a lot going on in their lives at the moment trying to sort out how they will get from morning to night, they have additional online support through its portal, ABC Education, and that has access to more than 4,000 free videos. And so it's interactive resources and games mapped to the Australian curriculum.
Brilliant idea. What's the date that it kicks off again, Herbs?
Monday the 14th of April. I think, from what I know, that was when school holidays are supposed to finish and term 2 starts. And so if everything doesn't go back to normality straight away, at least there's a plan in place.
For all those parents that want more details, we'll get that story up at hit.com.au.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Taking your calls on 13, 12, 16, your feel-good stories. If you've got one, give us a call right now.
And we've been doing this for a few weeks now, and my dad, he's a big listener through the Hit app. You can download it now. And he was listening to our Feel Good Fridays, and he called me just yesterday, and he said, I just want to give you an example for a Feel Good Friday, because he loved the one of our very first one where a lady called up and she said her son tried chicken nuggets for the first time because he's autistic and he likes what he likes, but they couldn't get all the food he wanted at the moment. So he had to try something different, and he tried chicken nuggets and he loved it.
That's right.
Dad
was
inspired
story.
By that. Yeah, he loved it. Dad was going, that's amazing. And so he works for the council down in Melbourne, and so he works along all the beaches and big gardens and everything. And he said for the first time ever in his career, he's now seeing so many families out together, walking, riding their bikes, which even I've been walking around here in Maroopna on a daily basis, and I've seen the same. Like, you used to see maybe a kid or one parent with one kid, but you see these big family outings, and it's so great to see. It's refreshing, I think.
Yeah, I've seen that many dads riding their bikes with kids and stuff, or mums as well around the place as well, which, you know, normally you wouldn't even turn an eye to it, but because of what's going on in the world, you're like, oh, they're actually going to that effort now. That's their exercise. That's them getting out of their house. So it's brilliant to see. We've just received a message to the Hit GV Instagram page. If you want to get in touch, you can message us on there. Paul, he said he's a shift worker. He was unfortunately laid off recently from work due to what's going on in the world. However, he said the plus side of that is, for the first time in a couple of years, he's actually spending more time with his kids. How nice is that?
See? That's what I love. And because being a shift worker, he would always miss out on one aspect, whether it be the morning or the night. But now that it does have the free time, yes, the loss of the job is very devastating, but you do get to see your family and spend that quality time. And I think we should really appreciate it at the moment, because we don't know, after all this ends, if we're going to get that time back again.
Yeah, it's a nice little refresh to humanity, as much as, like you said, it sucks for Paulie to have lost his job. I love that he's still being positive about it and being like, I've lost this, but hey, guess who gets to spend more time with the kids now? So if you do have any, send us a message, HitGV on Instagram.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I am doing Herbie's hobbies at the moment, seeing I am broadcasting from home, and I know a lot of people are at home as well. I thought, why not come up with an activity every day that people can do in their homes? We've done Play-Doh, we've done chalk drawing. Today, I'm going to be making chocolate balls. So I set the task earlier in the show, and I can let you know, Josiah, I know you're very excited about this.
I am, because I'm hungry.
I've done them. I'll show you them now, because we are on FaceTiming, and if you're in our Zoom party, you can see them. There's some delicious chocolate balls. How good do they look?
Hang on. Yeah, they look delicious, first of all. How long do they take to cook?
Well, they're very easy to make. So all you need is a few ingredients: condensed milk. I use shortbread biscuits, a bit more sweeter, coconut and cocoa. You put them all together after you crush the biscuits up, and then you just roll them into balls with some coconut on them, put them in the fridge, and you're good to go.
Yum. Do you know how I am so hungry right now? That's got my stomach turning. Can you drop them at the doorstep here at work or something? Because we can't see each other. Is that all right? I'm starving.
I can work out something for you. I do want to give this tip, though, because I know everyone is worried about washing their hands at the moment, and you should be doing that. I couldn't find any gloves at the supermarket because they were out of them. But instead, Herbie Hack, freezer bags. use them instead.
Smart. I like your thinking, Herbs. Hey, if the reason we are doing this for parents and kids at home, if you want to get involved, we'll put up that recipe later on, just giving you some stuff to do while you might be a bit bored in isolation.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.